From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's downing of a U.S. helicopter in Iraq comes just as the U.S. Congress nears the end of its work on a plan to pay for the country's reconstruction. Lawmakers have voiced deep concerns about the Bush administration's progress while debating that $87 billion plan. And joining us next will be Congressman Jim Leach of Iowa. He is a senior Republican on the House Committee on International Relations. He was one of the few Republicans to vote against authorizing the president to go to war with Iraq. Congressman, welcome.
Well, good to be with you, Steve.
On this difficult day, I have to ask of someone who was a skeptic of the war, should the United States stay in Iraq?
It's my view we're all in this circumstance together. Whether it was right or not to go to war, the United States now is obligated to try to make things better in Iraq, and we can't leave without making them better. Now, having said that, my own sense is now is the time to internationalize the face and the effort, and now is the time to lay out in a very clear-cut way that we have no intention to stay for a long period of time. We have no intention of seeking bases. We have no intention of being a colonizing, occupying country. Our only intention is to try to make Iraq a better, more progressive society.
Congressman, Secretary Rumsfeld said today in response to the downing of the helicopter that there will be tragic days during this conflict. Does this particularly tragic day change the situation in a major way for the United States and Iraq?
I don't think it does, other than it symbolizes that there is very little defense of any society against anarchy. And it's my sense that we would be wise to do a kind of what I call preemptive Aikenization. If you remember, Senator Aiken suggested that we declare victory and get out of Vietnam.
In the 1960s,
yes. I think we ought to declare that the military part is largely over, and it's now the reconstruction that's underway, and that we ought to lay down benchmarks for mission accomplished, and that we ought to announced that we're going to be withdrawing substantial troops at a given point next year and hopefully the remainder the following year. And that if we announce time frames, among other things, it means that the troops won't be leaving because someone else did something. If we're locked into, we can never leave as long as anarchy exists. We will never, ever leave.
Congressman, I don't want to take this Vietnam analogy too far at all, but since you did mention Vietnam and the idea of declaring victory and going home, I'd like to observe that at the end of that war, the United States actually did declare victory and go home. And what happened was, a couple of years later, the government the U.S. left in place collapsed. It was crushed. You do have to wonder if the United States can set a timetable for leaving Iraq and feel confident that things will go well afterward.
Well, conjecturally, one might argue the longer we're in, the more likely the result is going to be more negative. My sense is the Congress ought to support the executive branch in its reconstruction efforts, which is exactly what we just authorized. And then there's no reason that the United Nations can't be brought in a very significant way on the civilian side. And no reason that as we pull out troops, we can't bring in international forces to take our place.
You mentioned getting a stronger role for the United Nations, but there is the practical problem that UN officials have actually been pulling out of Baghdad, many of them anyway, because of concerns about security.
Well, they're pulling out because it hasn't been internationalized. They don't feel that they want to stay if it's under American authority. We're becoming targets, and everyone identified with us is becoming targets. We're setting ourselves up for more difficulties, not less. If we're in the circumstance that you cannot withdraw when you're attacked, then under no circumstances can you ever withdraw, and you're in a quagmire that is never ending. And that's why we've got to think through how it is we disengaged in an orderly way that leaves Iraq a stronger country, not a more vulnerable one.
Jim Leach is a Republican congressman from Iowa. Congressman, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.